Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cane. We're slicing cane. We're slicing cane.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Today is October the 25th, 2016. It's a Tuesday. Wonderful, wonderful day. And we have a live broadcast for you. I want to thank you all. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, it was pre-recorded. And the actual podcast has been uploaded into Black Talk Radio Network, so you could just go there to the website and check out the podcast if you missed it yesterday. So I guess there were yesterday was some problems. I know my man GC, you know who you are, had sent a message to Scotty and I, and I guess it went out. So no problem, but the podcast is still there. You can listen to it from yesterday. And it was pre-recorded because we're kind of busy, and I may have to do another pre-recorded show later this week. This is just a crazy, crazy time for me, so we'll be doing that. Also, if you'd like to support Black Talk Radio Network, while you can go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you will see the crowdfunding digital black media program that's going on in crowdfunding campaign that's going on. Make sure you support this network. Give your financial energy. That's the only way it stays on air and bringing you information that you have deemed necessary, important, and relevant in your life, your family lives, and our overall community's lives. So let's make sure that this will always be here by you supporting it, and it doesn't take much. Do whatever it is that you can. Just think of how much if Black Talk Radio Network wasn't here, how much you would have missed. Well, it could be a whole lot. So make sure that you're supporting from what you're gaining from. Very, very important. That would be for everyone that's listening to BTR. Also, Black Talk Radio Network. Also, the network has a social media outlet, BTR Community. For $24 a year, you can be a part of the social networking platform that is not going to sell your identity, is not going to attack you for your beliefs, your thoughts, your ideals. You won't be adversely affected. It won't be asking who your friends are, who's your mother, who's your father, what are you doing right now, and getting all of the data information as some nosy people and entities like to do to control you. So get off of that other stuff that actually is going to be and is and always has been a trick of a gossip session. You think about it, it is where the listening ears are listening to all of the gossip and finding everything about you. It doesn't matter if you're talking about someone else. They got all the information on you. So get off of that FedBook stuff and get into BTR Community for $24 a year. A year. $1 every 2 weeks. Well worth it. Also, if you're interested in transferring some of your cash into real money, go to prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And we'll get back to you and to make sure that you absolutely know what you're engaging in and purchasing the precious metals or saving in the precious metals, and to just explain the process so you do that before you actually engage in the sale. So with that being said, everyone,
hello,
just want to thank you all for listening today. Go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, I just want to thank you, though, David, and all the members who have joined BTR Community. It's still very small, just a little over 100 members, but I just really want to thank those who take the time out to share information and post information and actually use it. It's one thing to, and we appreciate all the support. There have been some people who have joined and but they don't post anything. They don't use the platform, and that's okay. But you know, when people actually see other people using it, you talked about this, Dave, it usually takes one person to act and then others will follow. And so I just appreciate you. I appreciate all the members like Ross. Ross is particularly active. He doesn't use any other social media. So I just want to thank you all for posting and using the platform and showing other people the way. Okay. And like you mentioned before, they think that other media is free, but it's costing them more than they know. So I really, really appreciate it. And I heard a black person say this week that, you know, talking about Facebook or FedBook, as you call it, and saying that they're the only ones in that space and that there's nobody else working around in that social media space. And they mentioned Twitter, and they said, well, Twitter's not exactly like Facebook. And I was just saying to myself, I didn't say nothing, but I was just saying to myself, oh, he don't know about BTR Community. So thank you, Dave, and all the members that have been posting.
Man, no, Scotty, the real thanks is all for us. Thank you for when, you know, I wanted to get off of FedBook big time, and I just don't like using NSA clandestine programs. And thank you for establishing, because your schedule is real busy, I know, for establishing this platform. Thanks to Raj, thanks to some of the other ones that is always there, and that would be some of the ones that I know that I see all the time. Give me a second. Tim, Tamara, there's a couple of people that's always there. And I, like Scotty said, we do appreciate you posting, because the information there is necessary. I won't post anywhere else. I'll post inside of FedBook only what the schedule for the show is. Outside of that, no, not doing it, won't have it, not going to be a part of it. So this is the platform that is in our best interest and is devised by us. And you could promote yourself, your business, whatever you want to do. And like Scotty said, thank you all for those of you. It's over, you know, over 100 people. Let's get this to a couple of thousand people, then get it to a couple of million people who are in this, where we can all use this for our overall beneficial good. And yes, it will have some issues, and I like it, you know, better than the other platforms for a lot of reasons, because, you know, it's just so many reasons that I don't want to go into, because I don't want people to start to bring some bad ideas from FedBook to here, and it's really our social network and so needed. And I'm just glad that Scotty was able to put it together. And Scotty put it together in a timely fashion. I mean, he put that up really, you know, I mean, it took a little time, but from what was put into this, this is, you know, I prefer it over FedBook. I really, really do. And it's, you know, you really, it provides you everything that you need for social media. Absolutely, it's not lacking anything. So I appreciate it. And so this is something that we all should be a part of, because this is where you could promote yourself, promote the events, promote social events, and most importantly, your identity won't be sold. And not only that, it won't be asking you, do you know this person? Do you know that person? Because they're building a web and a connection for every. You ever wonder how all of a sudden people that you don't know, all of a sudden they ask you, do you know them? Because you've already been put into that chain that's already been established, and they figured if you know this person, then you know that person. Setting you up. So those are things that you need to get away from. So thank you, Scotty. And I truly do appreciate BTR community. So everyone, join BTR community. Think it's worthwhile and necessary. So let's get into what's in the news. And today is Tuesday. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, we have a set show, but I don't always like to go by a set show. If there's anything that you want to talk about at all, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. Since we weren't able to have a live call-in show for yesterday, if you want to make a comment or have a question about yesterday's show, don't hesitate. And I'm going to tell you, the web attack from Friday has spread into all forms of things, and it's going to reseed itself, and it's going to come back with a huge vengeance. Even if it was with the regular mass media, mass lying media says, the people are that can use this to their advantage, they're not going to let this crisis go to waste. They're going to use it appropriately and blame it to here. So it's just so many things that we should not be trusting. I don't trust anything that I don't put together, or people that I resonate in likeness put together. Why should you? The proof in history tells the truth. So many, you know, one of the things I was talking to Brother Braggs, and Brother Braggs, also call me after the show, or even call in on the show today too, Brother Braggs. I need to talk to you. Not about anything particular, but just about you just blessed, giving us some of the great information that you have come across. We need to actually have you give some of that wisdom and good fortune to us all. But I was talking to Brother Braggs one time, and it's so true that the person that seeks the truth never hides itself. But so many of us are afraid of the truth and don't want to align with the truth, where we turn our backs on the truth. Because we only want the truth to work into our liking. Most of us don't like the truth to work to our benefit, even if that means that we would lose something that we like and what we don't have, or what we're not comfortable with, or what we don't think serves our best interest. And, you know, it was very important that we start to look at some truths. I was, you know, off and busy yesterday, and I met a young lady yesterday, and she was one that wanted to stay, you know, she's been introduced to the system, and that's the only thing she's ever known. And she said, you know, she was like, well, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, debt, because just don't pay it. And she was talking from the national standpoint. Big no-no, young lady, big no-no. See, this is why it's so important that we understand what's really going on. And we learn as much as we possibly can learn. And that was one good thing about her, is that she wanted to learn something. And she, it wasn't that I was there to teach her anything, but there was a truth journey that she now had started to, she decided to be on. And we were talking about the national debt, and she says, well, what if they just don't pay it? You know, when I defaulted on my loan, it didn't hurt me, just don't pay it. And I said, well, personal loan and sovereign loan is two different things. When you default on sovereign, when you have sovereign default, when you don't pay what you owe, and we're talking about particularly the U.S. and China. Well, if you don't pay China, that means that they have over a billion some people over there that they're going to be having to answer to, and they're not going to want to answer to those billion people, so they rather answer to and put on... One second. Someone is... let me mute this one person. Brother Braggs, is that you? Okay, let me just mute that person. If you... And China doesn't want to have to answer to its million plus, a billion plus people because of the fault of the United States. They rather start to hold accountable the over 300 or 400 million people that's here. Do the math. It's much easier. And the thing about sovereign default is that you lose assets, and your citizens now have to pay off that debt to the nation that was owed. This is why this debt is so fraudulent and it's such a tool that enslaves. So what happens when you default on your loan, the United States goes into receivership. And when that happens, and this young lady didn't like this. Oh, so, yeah, default on that loan, and then your parents don't get a Social Security check. People don't get their pensions. People don't get their gas and their light bill cut on. You lose all of those assets. You no longer have oil. Oil goes up in your country because all of it needs to be exported to a foreign country to pay off the debt. And then not only that, it won't be enough. Now what happens is that all of a sudden the country says, well, your labor force is what we're going to need. And all of a sudden you have sweatshops here in the United States where you only pay 50 cents for every 5 hours. Now, is that the debt that you think that should be defaulted on?
Nope.
She says, no, of course not. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, let me set this conference line. My bad, I did not
set Q&A session started.
And that is why Dave, that person came in unmuted. That was my bad. Sorry.
Okay.
It's set now.
Okay, no problem. Do we need to record it? Let me hit the record.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, so... Just to reset what so I was with was speaking to a young lady, and she said that the United States should default on its loans then to those other countries. And I understand what that's saying, but that's a very dangerous and very naive thought. And once I explained it to her, she understood why that was. Okay, it's not like your loans here. It's not like your personal loan. You're talking about sovereign loans. If you don't pay off the trillions to another country, that means that country is going to be subject to collapse. And they're not going to go for that. Not paying off another nation, especially when you start to move into the trillions, not paying off your debt to them is an act of war. It's an act of war. And people, this is why when people say just erase the debt, do you really know what that means? And before we start to suggest some things such as that, it probably would be behoove of us, and we all do it. I mean, I do it, you do it, we all do it. There's some things that we just don't know. You can't just arbitrarily default on sovereign loans. In today's world, you can't default on personal loans anymore in so many instances. But sovereign loans, you definitely can't do it. And if you do it, there are repercussions for doing that. Ask Greece, ask Cyprus, ask Argentina, ask Venezuela. It's going to mean that your Social Security is gone, your pensions is gone. Your public utilities is gone. Your public transportation is gone. Your public disease, wound, and death assurances by medical attention is assured. Well, it's assured anyhow, but it's gone. Basically, your health care. Who needs health care when you really need health cures? So all of the things that your fire services, your your civil services, gone. Can't no longer afford to do that. And then not only that, that won't be enough to pay off the debt. Now your oil, that whatever assets your country produces, grain, oil, whatever, will be spoken for by other nations because you'll be in receivership for all of those things. Your electrical power, going to them. Your oil goes to them. Your agriculture output goes to them. Your labor goes to them because they will open up sweatshops here, for, like I said, to pay you 50 cents for every 5 hours because you defaulted on a loan. And like I said, it's an act of war to do that. So in the act of war, not only are you going to lose some, not only are you going to be introduced to austerity very quickly, because that's what you're going to get, austerity measures. They're going to, everything that you paid into, Social Security, your pensions, all the things that you work for. Remember, if you're 40 years old, you'll never see 20 again. All of that you paid into the system has been spoken for, dispersed, and taken. And you won't receive it as they told you you would receive it. I promise you, pay me now and we'll pay you later. When you no longer are able to recover from an economic crisis or collapse. This is serious, extremely serious. And when you have a debt that is unserviceable, it's just a matter of time until you default on that. And this is why you're seeing the war paradigm all over the world. It's about not being able to service the debt, the unfunded liabilities, and the spoken already from the cookbooks that they're using to accumulate, I mean, to actually say what the debt is. It's false. But even from that standpoint, it's unserviceable. And when you default on sovereign loans or sovereign debt at these multiples, at these numbers in the trillions, it's an act of war.
Dave,
unless
I have a question.
You just give up everything in your country. And believe me, that's what this is going to take. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
My question is, have you seen the story where the California National Guard members are being forced to pay back these enlistment bonuses? And just think about that. These men and possibly women are being made to pay back possibly bonuses, individual bonuses of $10,000 or more, and being for after you put your life on the line for the corporation, and now the corporation wants his money back. I mean, what do you think about that, and how does that relate to debt?
You know, Scotty, I'm glad you brought that up because I was just going to post inside a BTR community, where the only place that I post. There's a lot of good stuff there. I do not post anywhere else. And all of you that listen to Tanda, you should be inside of BTR, especially for what's going to be coming in the future, because I may not be able to, we may not be able to get information to you. And it's great information that's there that you can act on. I was going to post something from Business Insider about just that subject. And what Scotty is talking about, there's a move to make people in the military pay back. And this is something, this is the key with when these things happen. This is sets precedence. Guess who they're going to make pay back after that? Everyone has gotten a grant. Everyone has gotten, all forms of things from the government. Well, right now, I was going to poke this inside up to Scotty's point. Congress says the Pentagon can immediately fix the cash bonus scandal affecting 10,000 soldiers. And we're going to take a look at this when we come back out of the break. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is all a part of the setup of the demise, economic demise of the country that you've been paying taxes to, the entity that you've been paying taxes to. And I would just say this. This is something that you should be protecting yourself and your family from first and foremost, because this is an immediate, clear, and present threat against your overall sustainability in the future. So Yes, we're going to talk about that. And my overall thought to this, this is the actual doorway or the pathway to clawbacks in all financial entities against people that against the people that are living here. This is what happens when you go into default. And I'm glad Scotty brought this up. We're going to read this one article real quick. And for me, just to answer Scotty's question, it's all a part of the design plan for the economic collapse of the common person's economy. I posted this story inside of BTR Community for Tando Radio Show from the Business Insider. We're going to definitely take a look at that, and we're going to take a look at all of this in the news. So this is something, I'm glad Scotty brought this up, very, very critical. This is the beginning of austerity measures, folks. They're making these people saying that they need to pay these things back. Guess what? This is going to go back to everything. They're even going to claw back tax refunds, in my opinion. Don't be surprised by this. They're gonna, they have the ability, and they'll have the means to claw back tax refunds from you. This is the precedence that's being set. It's much bigger than this here. They just start to take baby steps, and they let it grow, and they're going to give the perception that, that something else is going to happen, and then boom. This is austerity measures being introduced to the general population right now. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this. We'll take a look at this one first just to get this question out, because this is very, very important. This affects a lot of people. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Have a live show for you today. It is Tuesday, October the 25th, 2016. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61, and I will see you indefinitely, and we'll bring you up. Just before we went to the break, Scotty asked a great and important question about this subject that we're going to jump into real quick. And I posted this article inside of BTR Community, and it comes from the Business Insider. One second, a little, got a fan on here. Sorry about that, you guys. And this is what comes from Business Insider. Let me just let this populate. Here it is, and the actual article is, Congress says the Pentagon can immediately fix the cash bonus scandal affecting 10,000 soldiers. Okay? And here's a part of the article. Let me make sure it get this thing populated real quick. But and I wanted to say that this is nothing that is, this is going to be the norm. This is nothing more than a form of a clawback, and it's going to spread into full-blown clawbacks against not only military personnel, but against every person, all the tax-paying people here in the country. So we'll post this inside of BTR, real Tando Radio Show, BTR Community, real quick. I'll do that at the pro time. So here's the article. Here's what Scotty was talking about. Let's check this out. Here we go. Congress says the Pentagon can immediately fix the cash bonus scandal affecting 10,000 soldiers. The Pentagon apparently has the power to address the growing scandal involving nearly 10,000 soldiers who were paid juicy cash bonuses are now being forced to pay it back after an audit found the payments were improperly issued. This is a clawback, ladies and gentlemen. Article continues going on. The law is clear that it allows the... The law is clear that it allows the Secretary of Defense to stop the recoupment of bonus payments. Joe Casper, the chief staff of the Republican Democrat Hunter, Republican, told the Business Insider, now making someone whole again, that's probably where Congress is going to have to step in. Move this down. Casper pointed to the law concerning pay and allowances for the U.S. military, Title 37, which has a provision that specifically gives the Secretary of Defense the ability to waive the repayment of improper bonus payments if they would be contrary to personal policy or management objectives. Would be against the equality and good conscience, or would be contrary to the best interest of the United States. A Pentagon spokesman told Business Insider he would look into the matter. I don't know that the Secretary of Defense was talking about this. And he said that there are a lot of complexities, and there's a lot of complexities, says Major General James Davis. We're looking into it, and we're going to resolve it. Indeed, Carter has directed a top Pentagon official to look into solving the issue, according to the Stars and Stripes. But members of Congress are saying that Carter can resolve the issue using the current authority under Title 37. The authority would be specifically important to the use if the Pentagon wanted to fix the matter quickly, since Congress would not be in session until after November, after the election. We've already called on Defense Secretary Ash Carter to use his existing authority to halt efforts to claw back these bonuses. Like I said, these are clawbacks, and we're encouraged by his recent remarks that the department is looking to resolve this situation. And this was written by Senator, I don't even like to say this, Frankenstein, Diane Frankenstein Feinstein, and Barbara, the fix is in Boxer of California, in a joint statement. However, if Secretary Carter decides not to use the authority, he would introduce legislation when Congress is back in session and every opportunity to get it enhanced into law before the end of the year, so that the service members who unknowingly receive improper reenlistment bonuses and other incentives can keep what they earn by wearing our nation's uniform. One legislation fix is also being worked on for the fiscal year of the 2017 defense authorization bill that would add a statute of limitation concerning how long the DOJ has to get back improper payments. Now, here's the devil in the details. Before the Department of Defense can get back improper payments. See, this was all a setup, ladies and gentlemen. One, it was a setup, in my opinion, to introduce clawbacks and austerity to the general population, and probably something that Senator Diane Frankenstein and Barbara the Boxing Fixer is in on by way of military contract. The last phrase tells me everything. And that last phrase, yes. One legislation fix is also being worked for the fiscal year of 2017 defense authorization bill that would add a statute of limitation concerning how long the DOJ has to get back improper payments. With all that's coming out in emails and with all that is going to be coming out, there were some improper payments that were being sent from the DOJ to other people. And guess what? The statute of limitation, they're going to fall, have that fall under, well, you know, some of our enlisted people weren't entitled to cash bonuses for re-enlistment. So what we're going to do, we establish this thing where we only have a statute of limitation. But what is really hiding is the fraudulent payments that went somewhere else. Man, these people are tricksters all the way around. And so this is a setup, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. And the setup for this whole thing has everything to do to hide the criminal activity that is going to be coming out about who the DOJ was paying. And it starts the overall where the clawback and austerity can be kicked in now, because this is going to bleed into your pockets as well. This is nothing new. This is a ploy, in my opinion, to get you and to get everyone under the clawback things. And this is going to be paid up, because next they're going to say there was improper tax reimbursement. And they're going to make things up. Because have you read all of the tax laws? Just throw one in, one sentence in. This is why, in my opinion, this whole system needs to be dismantled. In my opinion, and only people that could actually legislate and create laws are the people that the laws would be affecting, the everyday person. There should be no individual that speaks for people. No, because that brings about corruption and brings about subjugation and enslavement. All laws should be actually legislated and adjudicated by the people that create it. And all laws should be within one paragraph of what the law is about. It can't be a whole book. And they can't be commingled with other things. For a case and example, which they like to always do. You ever notice they'll have a law and say the law is no bacon on Saturday, just as an example. By saying no bacon on Saturday, what does that have to do with school lunches being paid Monday through Friday? What does that have to do with repaving roads? What does that have to do with fixing bridges? And this is how they add into these bills where they say one thing and also what it says, no pork on Friday, on Saturday, but what it really is saying that you will be eating pork on Saturday. It's so confusing because it's intentionally done that way. There should be no laws that can be on the book that can be laws from the past. That's written in the language that you don't speak in, i.e., get rid of everything that's in Latin. Because people here, we don't speak Latin. And once a law goes on the books, the former laws that are on the books doesn't mean that those laws have to stay on the books. They can be removed by the people themselves. Not by a body of people, but by the people itself. There are so many things that need to be, in my opinion, dismantled and reassembled. If you didn't create something, believe me, then the overall institution that was created wasn't meant for you to prosper from it. You didn't create the judicial branch, the executive branch, or the legislative branch, because it never was about you and it was never written for you and it has not been contrived in your best interest. So it behooves you to dismantle that and reestablish something that is in your best interest and to actually be created by you, the people. And without that, you will continue to spin your wheels in all forms and fashions, and you will continue to be duped out of what is rightfully yours. So, this, in my opinion, with Scotty's question, this whole thing is bleeding into something much bigger. This is bleeding into austerity measures and clawbacks. And these clawbacks, this is done in the financial realm. And they particularly use the word clawback for a reason, because that is a word that's used in the financial, that's financial terminology. And they're going to be clawing back, in my opinion, tax refunds. They're going to be clawing back bonuses, incentives, stimulus programs, clawing back grants, clawing back already funded projects. This is setting the precedence, ladies and gentlemen, because they're broke. Plain and simple. Or they want to give the appearance that they broke so that they can leverage austerity to where they can have more control. That's more likely the case and much more closer to the truth. So that's my take on that whole thing. I posted that inside of BTR Community, that article. The last paragraph tells it all. Tells it all. That the last paragraph, the DOJ has a statute of limitation on how long the DOJ can get back improper payments. This is very, very telling. So check out that article. We posted inside of BTR Community for you to know, or I will post it after we go through what's in the news. So next, let's get into what's in the news for today's show. But at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. My man Ramon, jump in at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. And let's jump into what's in the news. Here we go. First article. Let me pull this up. And this was from yesterday that I didn't get to tell you about, left. This from Sputnik News. Chinese naval fleet visits Vietnam amidst South Sea of China tensions. Next article. This one comes from TASS. Gazprom supplies to Europe reaches record, breaking 590 cubic meters on Friday. Gazprom is a Russian natural gas company, a very, very large natural gas company that is going to be doing a lot of business. And this is where it's very important for Europe that needs, and this is why the Ukraine and Syria is really happening, because of the pipeline assets, natural gas assets is going through. And Gazprom is definitely with Res, I can't remember the other, Respro or something like that. I can't remember the other, the largest Russian oil and gas company. But Gazprom is one of them. So they're increasing their overall gas output into Europe. And this is why Europe is going to have to do pretty much whatever Russia says, because without that, they don't get no gas. And this is why the Ukraine has been a major, major issue, because it is a gateway for the natural gas into Europe. So next article. This one came from RT. The truth is out there. Astronomers captured 234 signals from space. Astronomers have recorded mysterious signals from 234 stars that they believe could indicate the presence of extraterrestrial intelligence, a notion that's sure to excite alien truthers and beyond. Astronomers Bora and Tora of in Canada analyzed 2.5 million stars from the Seoul Digital Sky Survey Project. So this is something that they've been saying, that they've been receiving messages, and so to speak. And I don't know if that's true. I wouldn't be surprised, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's a lie, and then there's going to be some, you know, be used to the overall for agenda. Whatever the system builds, you can't trust it. And it's not that I so much don't trust what's out in space. I darn sure know that I'm not worried about too much what's out in space. We already got daggone cannibals here on this planet. And I would be really weary of people from this planet meeting any other terrestrial life, extraterrestrial life outside of this planet, because I know what the agenda and the overall energy of people here, and it is low frequency, demonic, and evil, and is one that will actually look to subjugate and enslave. Look what they've been doing here. So I'm not too afraid of or too concerned about aliens when I see these daggone ETs walking around here doing what they've been doing for millennia. So check out that article. Next one from Business Insider. The Pentagon is preparing to deploy many drone attack swarms. The Pentagon has been testing swarms of low-cost surveillance and attack drones engineered to jam enemy defenses, blanket areas with small sensors or fractions of attack weapons, the DOD officials said, using fast developing computer algorithms or autonomous flying engineered to prevent many drones from crashing into one another. The swarms are intended to perform a wide range of strategical relevant missions. Check out that. And not only that, that's going to be used against you here as well. Next article comes from Reuters. The Philippines softens stance towards the United States before Japan visits. Tokyo, Philippine President Duterte softened his remarks about a separation from a long-term ally, the United States, on the eve of a visit to Japan, a country worried about Malaysia's apparent pivot away from Washington's towards China. The alliance are alive, Duterte told Japan media in Manila on Monday. I love this dude. So, smart move. So check out that. And believe me, the pivot is completely moved away from the U.S. and the Philippines, and I believe Vietnam, and I believe Taiwan, and I believe the ASEAN nations are all going to move towards, as well as Japan is going to be moving towards the U.S. But the thing is, you say that no, everything is fine, as you go, all of a sudden you're starting to formalize into and embed yourself in the pivot against the United States, and I don't blame them from the historical standpoint. But believe me, all of these governments are in one big fraternity against the everyday person here. Next article comes from Reuters. U.S. takes aim at cyber attack from connecting devices as recall mounts. San Francisco, the celebrity figurehead Obama administration officially sought on Monday to reassure the public that it was taking steps to counter new types of cyber attacks, such as the one Friday that rendered Twitter, Netflix, and dozens of other major websites unavailable. Now, I bet they are. And so, if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, I always say, if you didn't create it, then you don't know what the objectives are of the creator of it all and what their methods really are. I think it's much, much more to this. So this is going to be, like we talked about in yesterday's show, this is the new battleground in the coming wars that will be digital algorithm wars that will be just as effective, will be even more effective, and it's killing than the old battlefield wars with bombs and boots and rifles. This one will kill indiscriminately very quickly. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from ShanghaiTIS.com. State media takes you inside an apartment where corrupt officials managed to stash 200 million yuan in cash. check out that that article. Next article, very, very important one. We're going to definitely pick this up today. This comes from China Daily. People's Daily says China will never allow the U.S. to run amok in the South Sea of China. This comes from one of the papers from China. It's the People's Daily. So you could actually call this the Rahimbi Daily, because that's what Rahimbi means in Mandarin, means the people. Official newspaper of the Communist Party of China has criticized the U.S. warship intrusion into the Chinese territory waters in the South Sea of China, saying such action will only speed up the decline of the U.S. influence. We're going to take a look at that. Next article. It was the same one from Global Times. Next one, Sputnik News. Iraq not willing to cut 4.7 million barrels of oil output, irrespective of OPEC deal. This is going to cause some major, major problems economically, and is going to further cause the economic collapse in Venezuela, and is going to actually make its way globally in so many ways. They're flooding the market with oil. And Dave, one of the reasons they are is because they're preparing for the overall general war as well. They're storing, they're actually filling up their strategical reserves, in my opinion. Could be wrong, but this is what I see. So, Scotty, did you say something, bro?
Yeah, you just answered it in part. You said that you feel like they're stocking up their reserves and whatnot. But I was also going to ask you about, because we know that kind of hurts. We know that the U.S. dollar is pegged towards oil production. That's why it's called the petrodollar. And so it seems like they're trying to manipulate the market or the dollar value by asking them to decrease output. Am I reading that correctly? Am I hearing that correctly?
No. That's exactly what it is. The output wants to be decreased so that the OPEC nations, and this benefits Russia. And one of the things with this that's not being spoken about, this whole thing, by the output being so much, that means the price of oil is much cheaper, and this has a direct effect on Gazprom Rosneft in Russia. This is an economic attack on Russia's economy, as it also attacks other nations' economy. And one of the countries that's saying no way in the world we're pushing out oil, and they're not selling it in dollars, is Iran. So, yes, guys, this is so many tentacles that go with this whole thing, and this is part of the overall agenda, because as the prices of oil has collapsed, and believe me, the price of oil is going to do some major, major extremes. You know, it went to the low for the extreme, and believe me, once the war starts, it's going to go sky high. Where you can be looking at $300-$400 a barrel oil with restrictions. And what I mean by restrictions, with delivery restrictions. So, yeah, we should really touch on this. And this is very, very critical, because this plays into your everyday way of life right now. And these are signs that give you the extremes, because they're going to go down, then they're going to push that thing way back up. This is a part of, and also by pushing it down, they call some of the small refineries in private refineries to have to sell to the larger ones. This is a move to transfer wealth, ladies and gentlemen. These refineries that where sovereign nations is going to have to start to sell. Saudi Arabia does not want the output to increase. They need it to decrease because they, in my opinion, some of their largest oil reserves don't have the capacity anymore. And this is why they have to start to divest themselves or to have an alternative to their oil revenue. This is why Saudi Arabia went into the market to sell bonds last week. So many things that play into this whole thing. And these are some of the things that you need to know. So, yes, sir, Scotty, that's very much a part of this whole big thing. Now, Iraq and Iran is not willing to, because they need to do what with their economies? They need to rebuild their infrastructure based off of the sanctions, Iraq off of the war, the stealing of the oil that happened to them, and everything else. So this is going to continue to move. Oil is how you control countries, and resources is how you control people. So this is a strategical move to hurt the global economies, especially selective nations within the global economy. So next article, this one comes from ChinaDaily.com. One thing that I always like to do, I always like to go outside of the country to find out some news and to bring it to you all, to give a little clue of what's going on. Next one, it says from China Daily, election reflects America's identity crisis, in their opinion. Alarming inequality, dreadlocked governments, and polarizing political parties has significantly eroded many Americans' faith in the democracy. Sanders, Democratic Social, provided immense popularity precisely because it resonated with those who are deeply disappointed by the malfunctions of the American democracy. So this was put inside of one of China's leading papers, China Daily. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And when we come back, we're going to continue what's in the news and jump into today's show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show as we move into today's live show. And just before we went to the break, we were talking about the oil and manipulation of oil and how that's going to be used against us. And believe me, this is one that has direct ramification in your overall standard of living. I would just say this. If the prices of oil, and I want everyone here to think about this. Let's say everyone listening to Tando right now on Black Talk Radio Network, we're all a part of a organization that produces the world oil for the rest of the world to have in need. And we've been living off of those revenues. And just think from where you are. If you don't have a Bentley, or if you don't have a Ferrari, if you don't have a $3-5 million house, you don't have $25 million in the bank in cash, in all currency, and all of a sudden Now you do, and you've been living that way for the past 10 years, and it was based off of a commodity, you know, if it was based off of oil. And because of that lifestyle, now there are other entities that have been pushing the price of your oil from where you were making a profit at it at $100 a barrel, at $80 a barrel, and they pushed it down to $30 a barrel. So now you've always established a lifestyle based around you getting paid what you were coming in, and you never thought it would ever end. Most people never think that it will. They naively say, I got oil. We're selling it. We're doing well. Whatever, we can raise the price. They buy it. We can do whatever we want. They need us. We don't need them. And so everyone here is in a fraternity of nations that produce oil. And all of a sudden, your lifestyle, which you were used to, your payments, instead of you getting every week, instead of you getting a $100 million check, you're now getting a $20 million check. Now, don't think of this from the standpoint of where you are right now, what you would be doing with $20 million, because that won't be the relevance to this point. Take whatever check you get now, and then they cut that right away tomorrow to where you're only getting, 80% of it is lost. Now, that would be more appropriate to this scenario. It doesn't really matter how much you were getting paid. If you establish a lifestyle that you need $50 million or $80 million, the moment that they take it down to $20 million, you immediately go broke. This is why when the NBA or the NFL ever goes on strike, their players go broke very quickly, because they've established a lifestyle that requires that type of income yearly, monthly, or seasonally. And so, just imagine that all of a sudden they push the price of it way down. And we're all here, and we say, well, listen, they won't budge on this. And you know that we're going to have arguments with them to get them where you're going to send some choice words, some profanity, some threats, and there's going to be some fights that you better get this back up to $100 million that you're paying me every week, because I need that. Right? You establish your needs around that. And by you saying that, it'll go from you'll tell them, you'll ask them, you'll tell them, then you'll make them. And how will you make them? You'll say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a war. And when I create this war, I'm going to sink a ship here, there, and everything, and the price of oil, you're going to not only be paying me $100 million a week, you're going to be paying me $500 million, because it's going to make up to the $200 million that you lapsed on, and plus, and then from now on, to make sure you never do that again, this is what you're going to be paying me now. This is how the manipulation and the subjugation and enslavement of people continues. It's only a matter of time, and it's why you're seeing, one of the many reasons why you're seeing the incidents that you're seeing in the Persian Gulf, the reasons why you're seeing the incidents in Syria, in the Ukraine, in South Dakota, all over the world. And there's going to come to a time where they're going to resort to measures of violence, because they know that they're not going to be killed. They don't care if 40, 50 million people around the world are killed. Just give me my money. You better have my money. This is why we are trending towards, and one of the many reasons why, and it gives the perfect plausible deniability for the minions, because there are some people and entities that are above receiving the $100 million. If these individuals are receiving $100 million, that means someone else is controlling the whole industry that you don't know of and you don't hear from them, and their agenda is the one that really matters and adversely affects you immediately. So now you can see how this could play out. They're not getting what they want, so the only way to get what they want is to do what? Cause confrontation, cause the sinking of a ship where the overall shipping lanes of oil that flows out become unpassable, takes longer to get around, but guess what? In taking longer, they profit every turn that it goes. And this is how you start to manipulate countries, and then you control resources. Do you... One of the things that I know a lot of people, you know, always ask, and they think of questions based off of their moral convictions. You can never ask a question about these people using your moral convictions. The best way to ask your questions about these people is based off the history of their moral convictions and their actions. Not off of your deeds, but off of theirs. And this is one of the things that cause a lot of people to really have to be to really not look at things for what they really are, and to allow themselves to have a very naive approach to the truth. I hear many people say, oh, they won't do that. Really? They won't do what? They won't kidnap children? They won't enslave children in slavery, sex slavery? They won't steal children's organs? They won't have cannibalism? They won't have subjugation and enslavement of mankind? They won't vaccinate children to death to bring them actual diseases and illnesses? They won't depopulate? They won't? No, the thing is that you are afraid that, and you're hoping by you saying that it won't happen. That is a falsehood that you're establishing among yourself. You're in denial. You're either in denial or you have no clue what's been happening. And believe me, most people that say those things, they're not in denial because they want to complain about what adversity affects them first and foremost, and that's the only thing they want to talk about. They have become what the system has instituted. All they care about is their issue. So, this is how this whole thing with oil can actually blow up and blow out, in which I definitely see that it's moving and tracking that way. So just wanted to make that point. Next, moving right along, next article, very important, Nature Society. If you want to get pregnant, avoid sugar, new study says. Avoid soda. Try to avoid soda at all costs and anything. But check out that one. Djibouti, and next one from Global Times. Djibouti-based not for military power, the PLA Daily Global Times says. China's state military media has slammed Western media hyping of the Chinese facility in Djibouti as a military base, reemphasizing that the facility are meant to supply missions. So let me tell you, in Djibouti, there is many military confrontations between China and selective countries, hint, United States, that go on in Djibouti. And that is only going to expand because Djibouti is a strategically important place in the overall for the global war. Next article comes from Durant.org. Survey Lesros says, and this is the Russian foreign minister, says U.S. has broken its promise to separate moderate from jihadist terrorists. The secretary said that the U.S. has not fulfilled its promise to separate moderate from terrorists in Syria nearly a year after pledging to do so. The foreign minister spoke about the U.S. inabilities to separate the rebels from jihadist terrorists at the Association of the European Business briefing in Moscow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all going to blow into an expansion of the war. Next one we posted, this is going to recount. We're going to look at something, but we don't need to recount. But we're going to take a look at some of the good opportunities which will surface in the economic storm that's going to come up. Next article comes from TASS. Moody revises outlook on Russia banks system to stable. Moody's Investor Services revised its outlook for Russia banking system to stable from negative, giving emerging signs of the country's economic recovery, which will likely benefit its banks, the agency said in a press release on Monday. Now, reading into this, what does this mean for me? This tells me that Russia is going to survive the military confrontation, and the whole world is going to have to do business to rebuild from the war that they're going to have with the NATO nations and what's left of the NATO nations after they get rid of the NATO nations, and the world will be running to them for rebuilding, and that is going to cause their economy to explode as well as their banking sector, ladies and gentlemen. That's just me reading between the lines. It's on you to come up with what you think. I base that off of things that I've been reading and what I've been following to substantiate and validate my hypothesis about that whole scenario there. Next article from Sputnik. Moscow has major surprise in store for the U.S. if new sanctions are introduced. So check out that article. Next one, tempting Tokyo from Sputnik. Is Japan ready to escape Washington's embrace? In an article for Sputnik, Japanese edition, Sputnik columnist suggested that Russian President Vladimir Putin's upcoming visit to Japan could bring in light of Tokyo's potential shift from close ties with the West to full-blown collaboration with Moscow. This is why Duarte said what he said on his way to Japan today. Definitely, definitely so. And remember, Abe went to Moscow just before the G20 meeting in China. Yep. This is going to, I could see in Japan's future a very large earthquake coming by the way of the regards of the United States, in my opinion. Next article, Veterans Today, top five racist countries in the world. Check out that article. Next one. This one comes from, got to hurry up here, europeanreporter.co. China, from the physical Silk Road to a digital Silk Highway, the G20 in collusion of its 4 through 5 September summit advocating other inclusion, economic growth, and investments as its ultimate goals. And this is something that we should be talking about as well. Wow, what's in the news is taking over today's show, but that's okay. Next one. China's AIIB and OBRA ambitions and challenges. AIIB is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. And I'm going to tell you why they called it the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, because there's a lot of infrastructure around the world that's going to be destroyed. And they are going to be the ones that's going to be the ones that's going to bank, that's going to fund the rebuild up, the rebuilding of it. It's just me reading between the lines. And OBRA is One Belt, One Road, basically the Silk Road that they want to reestablish. So we'll take a look at that. And then also posted inside of Tando there, the Business Insider article about the Pentagon being able to fix the scandal, because that's what it is, and that's the choice word, because it's scandal, but this scandal has legs and it has deeper, much, much deeper intentions for the actual payment, the bonuses for reenlistment and bonuses for other things that the that came out yesterday in late, I think it was yesterday, that the U.S. was engaging in trying to claw back and take back from people in the military the bonuses that they had. And these clawbacks are going to be directed at you, too, at the appropriate time. So those are some of the things that's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, Brother Davis, if you're around. Give us a call. Give us a clue about Wise Wednesday, you're going to be looking at there. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Anytime you can give us a call, 641-714-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit star 61. It was a lot that was in the news. We needed to cover that only because yesterday wasn't able to do it, so we had to spend some of the time because there's a lot of things that's going on in the world, so just wanted to give you that. But if you'd like to give it, you have any comments or questions about anything that we talked about here, don't hesitate. Give us a call. And definitely looking forward to hearing from you. So, see my man Ramon. Brother Ramon, you there? Let me see him. Hopefully my system didn't freeze up. May have, but that's okay. Definitely did.
Dave?
Not so. Yeah. Hey, Ramon, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm working hard. That's why I can't chime in. I got a lot of noise going on. Yeah, so I'm listening.
Okay, do your thing, man. Then chime in at any time if you wanted to.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right, so let's jump into today's show, ladies and gentlemen. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take a look at a couple of things. Now, going back to what's in the news. Yes, we've been telling you to prepare for things, and one of the things that I definitely want to emphasize is that there are many challenges that that we're going to be facing, but there's going to be some great, great opportunities as well. And the key is to get in front of that, because the more you get in front of that, the more leverage that you'll have, and you'll be able to buffer. And not only that, you'll be able to prosper from some of the things that's going on. What's so critical? One, even with Black Talk Radio Network, with BTR community, you should be involved in that, because then there could be collective prudence that you can establish alliances with like-minded people that live near you. That is going to be one of the most important things when we go through this collapse of the everyday person. It's going to be very deadly, but it's also going to be very prosperous. Now, I would also say, please, do not become do not become like the system itself. There are many people that will prosper from this, and they will prosper so much that they will want the system, the collapse, to continue to stay in the despondent state that it is, in stealing and destroying people's lives. They won't care, because now they'll be inebriated in the wine of splendor. There are many, many things that you'll be able to do. And I wanted to talk about some of those things and why. But before we do that, what I wanted to use as an example and to introduce you to is I wanted to introduce you to the AIIB and to their overall OBRA direction, which is One Belt, One Road system. So I want to take a look at that. There's I posted something, and there's an article from The Diplomat, and it's a year old, but it tells you what was going on. The Diplomat, read The Diplomat, know the Asian Pacific. And let me tell you why that's so important. Because the overall wealth transfer is going from the west to the east. And I would highly suggest, and I've been saying this for some of my friends' children and some of my own, one of the things that you wanted to do, and I said this back in the 2000s, in the 90s, one of the things, languages you want to learn is you want to learn Mandarin. And now, in today's world, you're going to learn Mandarin because you're going to have to be able to say hello and thank you to your boss, your new bosses that you will have. So, but let's take a look at this and how you can look at this and see where some potential opportunities will be in this collapse that we will be engaging in. Here's the article. The China, the China-initiated Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, is known as the AIIB, signed by 51 prospective founding members as of September 2015. And I would also tell you that that the Philippines and Taiwan were some of the last countries to be a part of that. And now Canada signed on last month. Canada. And then Canada totally changed its tune in a lot of ways towards the U.S. So, but here it goes. China has been generating cooperation with the support with and supportive of the Bretton Woods institutions. At the same time, it's frustrated that existing multilateral institutions limits its global ambition. The slow process of reform at the Western dominant IMF and World Bank prevented China and other emerging economies from playing a greater role in the international political economy. The AIIB will help rectify this situation and boost China's status as a global power. Now let's take a look at from there. What happened since then? All of a sudden, the IMF and the World Bank is now eating crow and cowing down into China, because now China, the renminbi, which means the people's money, which is the real name for the Chinese currency, is not the yuan. The renminbi is a part of the special drawing rights. And the IMF is now going to have move a headquarters to Beijing. That's because they're relevant. So now, China also proposes the Silk Road Economy Belt. Ooh, and let me tell you, the West hates this. And the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, or One Belt, One Road. These are all ways of saying the new Silk Road, or the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, or they call it One Belt, One Road. An event broader and more ambitious is an even broader and more ambitious initiative. The AIIB will serve as the financing arm of OBRA, One Belt, One Road. The AIIB will begin with authorizing capital of $50 million, eventually to raise to $50 to $100 billion. The project investment of OBRA will be $1.4 trillion, about 12 times larger than the Marshall Plan, which was about $120 billion in today's value. In addition to the economic benefits, the AIIB and OBRA will significantly facilitate the movement of goods. This is why the South Sea of China is so important, ladies and gentlemen. The movement of goods within the ASEAN nations, over 65% of the manufacturing products of the world come from there. So the movement of goods, services, and the people across the national borders over the past two decades, China has contributed substantially to the infrastructure or hardware of many developing nations, but it remains short of software or soft power. Beijing hopes that this new initiative with a non-corrosive, non-military approach will help establish the international image as a responsible global power. The AIIB and OBRA have become an integral part of China's new diplomacy, reflecting its growing interest in clout. They are also important steps to realizing President Xi Jinping's Chinese dream. I'm going to stop there real quick. Now, what's being said here? To facilitate the movement of goods, China never has invaded a country. When they could have with Singapore, and they could have with Hong Kong, after Britain's lease was up, what they did was they allowed Hong Kong to maintain their overall economic direction as long as they were still a state of China. And that brought about a prosperity that people there had never knew, because there were many people that were afraid that when the lease was lost with Britain, there were many people in Hong Kong that were fleeing throughout the world and buying up property because they didn't think that they would have, that China was going to come in and take over the economy. And national, and to nationalize that economy, and it didn't. Why was that so important? China knew in order for them to become relevant in the world, they would have to show a different form instead of colonizing nations the way that what the Western nations have done in the past, by brute force and by military and by economic sanctions. They came in and said, no, we will work with you and you can have what it is, just share with us. That was that approach there. Why was that? Because that is going to be the message that is going to be perpetuated throughout this whole world. And this new Silk Road is a direct threat to the global, to the economics withstanding in the dollar hegemony throughout the world. Because it is one that shows to be a better system on paper and in the short-term practice that you've seen. And my opinion is they don't need to invade anyone. Get them all on board, have them a part of your organizations, and this is why you'll have Duarte saying on news, it's China, the Philippines, and Russia against the world. I'm separating myself from them. And it goes on. Some very, very important things here and some things you need to pick up on. And this whole thing, this is what the South Sea of China is all about. The movement of goods, services, and people across national borders. Over the past two decades, China has contributed substantially to the infrastructure because they want to take over the whole world or to be a much more significant player in the overall global economy, which they already are. And this is going to bleed to here. Very, very important. So this new Silk Road is a direct threat to the global, the economic stability here. And it's also something that they want to bring as form of policy when the U.S. defaults on its debt to China here. Oh, this is why they've been buying up Detroit, Camden, and all of the industrial areas throughout the country. Because their overall influence is going to be, well, we need to expand our workforce. They didn't take care of you. This is what we'll be able to do. And this is what we want to establish. You want to have your culture. You want to have your continue, but this is where you're going to be working. And you could work with us or not. And really, there will be no choice because the other side of it all has been through default. You won't have the opportunity to walk away when this default comes. The 96-hour margin call, ladies and gentlemen, that we started that I didn't finish, and the reason why I didn't finish it, because we are living through it right now. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue to look at this, and we're going to look at some of the opportunities that you should be engaging in from this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium. Okay, this is Scotty. Let me see if something is going on with Dave. I do see we got Brother Davis on the line. Dave, we...
That was me, Scotty. You know, I once again, I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I mute myself, and I forgot. I'm here. I am. I'm talking away, and this is why I unmuted Brother Davis. And I just was saying, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We were talking about the new Silk Road, and we have Brother Davis in queue. I don't want to keep Brother Davis waiting, so I want to go to Brother Davis, and then we'll pick up from there after we hear from Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome home, my friend.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, Brother Davis. What's going on?
Well, I'm running a little late tonight, but I wanted to at least let you know about tomorrow night's show and what we had planned. So I wanted to definitely catch you on that end. And I'm going to say I've been enjoying what you're doing. And I don't think people realize that this is going to be the demise of the NATO and NATO policies as we've known them to be in the past. But it's actually... it's going to be a double-edged sword. It's going to be exciting at times, and it's going to be labor at others, you know?
Yes, yes, sir. Very true, Brother Davis. Very true, in my opinion. Yes, we share the same brain.
Excellent, man. So, yeah, I just want to give a shout-out. The show tomorrow night, speak about that, and then give it back to you, and I kick back and listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, so what you have on the menu for tomorrow, Brother Davis? Oh, okay. So we'll catch Brother Davis tomorrow on Wise Wednesday.
It sounded like, I'm sorry, there you go. There you go, Brother Davis, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went out. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, what was going to be on the menu tomorrow? Because I think we got cut out. I didn't hear what you said this show was going to be about.
The show's going to be about inventory. Let's just check out what we got, what condition it's in. How useful it is, where is it at, what's available, and how available is it to us, and all of those sort of things.
Great, great. So necessary. And if you notice, there's a reason why Brother Davis, in my opinion, is taking this road, doing this actual show on inventory, because just before things go awry, last thing you want to do is you want to have a good last inventory of what it is that you have, so you can see what condition that you're in, so that you can either repair it, replace it, or get some new, or at least have some form of accountability for what it is and whatever you want to do. And I think that this is a very, very wise thing. Of course, this is Wise Wednesdays tomorrow with Brother Davis and Sister Davis. Brother Davis, give my regards to Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. Always looking forward to hearing Wise Wednesday, and we're here for you guys, and I truly, truly appreciate and love you all.
Thank you, brother. We received that, and we received it in person, and we plan on doing that again, and we share your sentiments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give my regards. It's Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday tomorrow, the importance of inventory and how to do it, why we do it, and what you should be, how to actually take an inventory. Very, very important. So, okay, everyone, so that's tomorrow on Wise Wednesday. Now, just before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about, but before we say that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. We got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Brother Dave, what's going on? What's going on?
My man Zion, what's up? I got the message.
Ah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Man, I'm actually calling about this this Putin video I've seen on YouTube about him warning the U.S., telling everybody that we basically being tricked and fooled by our own government, and we better wake up because they're pushing us into an inevitable war, and we need to be aware of what they are doing. And coming from a foreign president, bruh, I'm sorry, I believe every word he said.
Well, you know, we played that on Tando a couple of times, and he was actually, there's a couple of them where he's talking to the mainstream media, and he says, what can I do to get it through to you people, because you're not telling the American people what's really up. Yeah, you're right, Zion.
Exactly.
And that was a so your take was that it was something that was credible, and you're absolutely right. You know what a lot of naysayers will say? Well, they haven't said that. And then when people do say it, then they say, well, I don't believe that. That's because they're scared. And we have to get away from fear and start accepting reality. And then we need to break our – we need to get off of Master's breast. We need to wean ourselves in so many ways and wake up. Even if nothing does happen, by you weaning yourself of the system, do you make yourself stronger or weaker? You make yourself much stronger.
Definitely.
No one should dictate your overall direction. So, Zion, what was your overall take from what you heard, and what would you like to express to the listeners, brother?
Well, basically, is that, you know, really, you know, if you don't think that, you know, there are insidious agendas out to, you know, basically depopulate us, you know, they could care less about us. We're basically, you know, they're cattle. We go out, we make the money, and once they're done with us, you know, they're going to eliminate us, because, you know, they're already preparing in their bunkers. They're already filling up, you know, their underground shelters or whatever, and all of them are liquidating all their stocks. They're moving, and they're getting ready. They know what time it is, and we need to know what time it is, but they're not telling us. They're not telling us that, you know, any day now that, you know, we could be in, like you say, nuclear World War One. Somebody can push the button in a heartbeat.
Turn the key. They could turn the key. And you're absolutely right, you know, and that's so true. And because this is purposely being done, and I think Zion put it out, and I love the way, you know, because we're considered property. This is why I hate people. Well, excuse me, let me rephrase that. This is why I really don't like for us to fall for the indoctrination. You know, when you see people wearing the property of the some organizations, mainly like sporting events, the property of the Lakers, the property of this and that. You are not property, and this is psychological. These are all psychological things that get pushed on us. Why would you ever wear that you're a property of any other entity? It sets the agenda for someone that is from another planet, and they see someone wearing that, they know right away what they're dealing with. They're dealing with foolishness. And that's what we really, we course our lives in foolishness. In foolishness, like you were saying, we're like cattle to them. And when cattle no longer produces, it becomes more expensive to feed the cattle. What do? To the cattle? You take it to slaughter.
That's right.
When the cattle no longer produces at the profit margins that benefit the overall system, you take the cattle to what? To slaughter. Why do you take the cattle to slaughter? Because it's always about ways and means. That cattle's way of life provides for the means of your life. So it's death is profitable to you. So yeah, Zion, man, well said. And this is something that I think, even if it's propaganda, even if it's one of the things that's really important about this type of propaganda is that when you start to prepare, Zion, let me ask you a personal question.
Go ahead, brother.
How long have you been preparing? And then in that preparing, has it changed the way that you think? Do you rely more on yourself now, or do you rely more on the system?
Truthfully, I've probably been preparing since about May of this year, when I discovered the station and basically was captivated from day one from all of the content, just the wealth of knowledge that I started, you know, gaining from, you know, Brother Reed had me captivated from day one, and I just couldn't stop listening. And then once I stumbled on Tando, you know, it was, you know, you basically jump-started something that I already knew to
right.
do.
Right.
And, you know, remembering that, you know, growing up kind of poor, you know, you had to do some of that stuff anyway, you know, so. But now that I'm preparing, I look at a lot of things different. I look at, like, okay, well, before I was preparing, I would probably go waste, you know, money on the new Madden or the new Call of Duty. But now I'm thinking, like, well, okay, that could, you know, that could be something, you know, that we could get something to stock up and prepare, you know, because, you know, without you go ahead and prepare, and then don't nothing happen, you good. You know what I'm saying? You can drink that water, you can eat that food, you know what I'm saying? That medicine gonna be there. You know, we thinking long term. Me and my wife sitting here discussing, you know, on days that, you know, okay, this week we're gonna go out and get medicines and stuff that we gonna need if something happened, and then the next week, you know, we might go out and get food items, and then that week, you know, we might go out and get water or some, you know, try to look for some, you know, winter clothing, you know. And I think of preparing this is just more than a disaster. I think of, like you said, when that grid don't come back on, you know what I'm saying, people gonna start acting buck wild. People gonna lose their mind straight up, and they come over here, they gonna hate it. And that's just the bottom line, because I'm going to protect mine. And that's, you know, I feel like as a man, that's what I'm here for. I'm going to protect mine. And if you a man out there, and you listening to this programming, and these brothers with their energy and they wealth of knowledge, and if you ain't doing nothing, please stop wasting your time. Get off your butt. I mean, it don't take much to start. But just start. Right. Start putting up stuff that's gonna take care of you and yours. You know what I'm saying? Because you can sit on your butt and wait, and then when it happens, all right, be out there in that FEMA line if you want to.
Right, right. And you was from the ones from we didn't get.
Yeah. The ones we didn't get with the disaster, or the ones we didn't get with the bombs, okay, well, come on in our line, so I got something else for you. I don't want nothing that you're giving out.
Man, Zion, you drop it every time. And you know what? One of the things that I'm so encouraged about is that we all have, like you said, Zion, you already knew this. This is nothing new to you. Preparing has never been anything new to you. But it resonated with you because you were already going to do it anyhow. And this is something that you already knew. And one of the things that I love about preparing is that it's taught me to be a prodigious saver. I save a legacy for the future.
Yeah.
And now the prosperity that was lost in my family, that that hole, that abyss is filled to where it stays in my family now. Prosperity no longer lost. Prosperity acquired, accumulated, and continue to go forward. Man, Zion, you always, brother, drop so much. Hey, and I always...
Let me say something before I go. You know, I was preparing, I was scared about the next day. If it happened tomorrow, then I'm sure, because I didn't do it. And that's what you know, the fear of not doing it made me do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I went from scared to prepared, and that's an awesome feeling.
Wow. And you know, bro, and then lo and behold, you never know how it was going to play out. And then Zion had to deal with the hurricane, and they were better served because they were prepared way before it happened. And that's why we say always prepared and never scared. And Zion hit on a great, great point. He said, you know, one of the things that he was concerned about is, what if something happened tomorrow? I ain't ready. So he did something about it. And this is what you do. You think that, and then you just move towards it. And as you start to prepare, you know that I'm not ready, but I'm better off than I was yesterday, because now I know where to acquire things in case things do go down. And you got to have from a position of advantage. Man, Zion, man, we got another caller in queue. Listen, brother, continue to be a part of this, because you bring a wealth of real, you make it real. You make Tando Radio Show real. You are the pulse, the lifeline, and every person that listens to Tando Radio Show, and every person that calls in, from brother, you know, Brother Davis, from Roz to Mel to Jerry to Sister Isa to Brother Braggs to Ramon, to you, to everyone that called, to Tony, and so on. You know, we go on and go on. Scotty's input on all these things, man. This is what really matters, and I know that at the appropriate time, brother, when things go awry, there are some people that are going to be all over this country, and they're going to think and thank you spiritually and by energy, Zion, because you made the difference for them. And I thank you for that, brother.
Well, I thank you, and I definitely thank Brother Reed for the sacrifices, the trips to the plasma place to get this thing started. Brother, I take my hat off to you, and I'm very thankful for what you've done, and I sure do appreciate it, and I hope everybody else do too. Good night, everybody. Peace and love to y'all. Peace and love to you know, to everybody out there. Get prepared. Don't be scared.
That's it. Always prepared. Never scared. Much love. Much respect. Zion, I'm going to hit you up too, brother. Thank you so much for the message. Love you, brother. All right, another caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment? Oops. I don't think that person was in queue. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Just not. Okay. All right. So, hey, everyone. We've got to get ready to get out of here. I keep forgetting that the show, we got to end it a little bit earlier. And one of the things that what happens with why I was reading this about the AIIB and the in ORB, the OBOR program, is because there's a collective prudence that they are establishing, and China established this for a very long time. They were getting prepared for where they are right now, because they realize that the collective nature of things is the way to go. And believe me, since they are going to be the overall economic metrics, and they will establish the overall economic direction, they will have all of the influence, I think they're going to respect people that come together and come with a collective prudence to establish some things. They will be able to resonate and understand those individuals way before you recognize them. And as this economic collapse happens, they'll be more likely wanting to do business with those individuals than the Johnny come lately, or all of a sudden, it's easy to tell people that are sincere and not sincere. So I think this is an opportunity. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. We'll carry this on Thursday, the part two of this, because it's so important. They tell you a great big hit, especially for those of you that have taken the precious metals class. I'm going to hit you with this, and you're going to get it right off the bat. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And I always say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give a fortune away. And we will talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.